Philadelphia, 1776, I was created. During a time of great conflict in a world divided, yet I emerged. A simple piece of cloth, but my meaning runs far deeper than any word can reach. Red, white, blue, I was sewn with purpose, determination, and the beginning of what would come to be the roots of our country. A needle and thread, simple tools, yet they hold power far beyond what one may imagine. Out of that, a symbol was born. One you can find hanging in any classroom, in front of any school, homes of millions, and in the hands of our patriotic sons and daughters at a 4th of July parade. Maybe it can even be found on a pin stuck to your shirt. For some of you, perhaps it's on your license plate of your car parked outside. And for others, maybe it lies on the graves of those we have lost. It is at the top of Mount Everest and even placed on the moon. Or maybe it's just on the top right corner of your envelopes. On September 14th, 1814, I stood my ground. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? And yes, it does. I am still proudly standing my ground, and I have evolved throughout the centuries, but my definition remains true. I am the flag of the United States of America. On July 4th, 1776, our nation came to life, breaking the bonds that once held us back, and we became truly free. Many of our ancestors fought, and many of them died for us to be standing here this very moment. They fought for our independence, and little did they know, they fought to create the greatest country in the world. That was 243 years ago. America is young, but youth is a promise for growth. If you plant a seed into the earth, it becomes insignificant. It makes no difference. But when you come back in 20 years, that tiny seed is unrecognizable, for what stands in its place is a towering tree. Through time, energy, dedication, and determination, we have built our own tree. From nothing, we built everything. And every single year we keep building this tree, we grow, and from that growth we learn. We adapt and we change. America is great because of our willingness to keep moving forward. Give us a wall made of steel and we will find our way through it. This creation of perseverance did not come by accident. Greatness is never accidental. Greatness comes from motivation, and it comes from all of us. This is the American spirit. We give it our all until there is nothing left to give. We are the innovators of the world, the scientists, the doctors, the lawyers, authors, the musicians, and we were born to create. We were born in this nation to build more, to rise up against all odds, and to achieve what we once labeled as impossible. In 1903, the Wright brothers did not bother with mediocrity. Mediocrity has never been in America's line of sight. They did the impossible. They flew. They rose above all expectations, and a mere 66 years later, America put a man on the moon. And to this day, we continue to build, we continue to shatter the expectations put upon us, and we continue to rise up together. We all know that the climb to the top is never easy, and our road has had its fair share of hardships, for we are no strangers to pain. On September 11, 2001, our nation was hurt, and we were hurt badly. We did not let this ruin us. Gandhi once said, "Strength does not come from a physical capacity. It comes from indomitable will." On that fateful day, our country was bent, but we did not break. No, ladies and gentlemen, we did not. In fact, we have been hit more times than we care to admit, but we managed to keep going, keep fighting, keep creating and striving for more. This fire lives inside of you, every single one of you. It lives in your parents, in your grandparents, and 100 generations before. And this fire burns bright. It will not be extinguished. For we are built upon strength and courage, and even through the darkest of days, we are still united in this fight. The fight to march forward, the fight to make that fire burn brighter than anyone could ever imagine. What makes all this possible? What gives our nation its great honor and glorious reputation? That question is complex, but the answer is simple. What makes this possible is your neighbor, two doors down. The secretary who answered the phone, the teacher who is educating the next generation, your uncle who served in the war, the construction workers who built our highways, the politicians perfecting our laws, the activists fighting for a better world, the everyday men and women of America are who fuels this fire. Our greatness is not our geographical location, is not how much money is in our pocket. Our greatness is our people. They fight many different kinds of battles every single day. For some, they fight in the courtroom. For others, they fight in bloody wars, and they give it their all. They burn so brightly. I leave you with a quote today. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "No one really knows why they are alive until they know what they die for." Many have died for our greatness, and there may be more to come, but this will not stop us. This will not put our fire out. No matter the adversity, our spirit is stronger. We will not break. Not today, and certainly not tomorrow. Do not forget the fire, America. Do not forget what the stars and stripes mean. A small symbol with a large meaning, the red, white, and blue. This is our fire, and may we keep burning brightly.